This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Thanks for joining me. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. The little girl was thrilled, like a dream come true. Her father had promised to one day take her to Disney World, and that day came. It was special. When they arrived, she headed straight for Space Mountain. Well, Dad was a bit worried about this. She hadn't been before, and he thought this roller coaster might be a bit too scary. But no, she wanted to go, and so they both got on, enjoyed it, and they went again. Well, some years later, the same couple, dad and daughter, returned to the magical park and back to Space Mountain. They joined the long queue, and dad could see his daughter studying the signs that warned about the speed of this thing. Dad, I don't think I want to go. Why? Why be nervous about a ride that you've enjoyed previously? And then she said, yeah, but dad, this year I can read. Simple story, but it's interesting, isn't it? The older we get, things change, and we start asking questions about things more and more. What about my health? Who's going to take care of me when I'm sick or when I'm old? Am I going to have the strength to live a long and healthy life? I think they're natural questions to ask. Maybe you've asked them of yourself. But here's the point. My task today is not to have the strength for tomorrow's burdens. My task today is to live by the mercies that God has given me. And the big lesson, I think, is learning to live one day at a time, because God will provide his mercy and strength tomorrow when we need it. That's what the Bible says. It adds up to relying on God. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 says, "With all your heart you must trust the Lord and not your own judgment." But do we really trust God with everything? I love that classic story of Charles Blondin, who was a French 19th century acrobat. You've probably heard of Blondin. He was famous for his tightrope act at 49 metres above Niagara Falls on a rope that was over 305 metres long. Quite a daring thing. Back in 1860, a royal party from Britain called and saw this Blondin guy cross the tightrope on stilts. He was blindfolded. And then he stopped halfway and he cooked and ate an omelette, would you believe? He wheeled a wheelbarrow from one side to the other, returned with a sack of potatoes. They were amazed, and Blondin approached the royal party and he asked the Duke of Newcastle, "Do you believe I could take a man across the tightrope in this wheelbarrow?" "Yes, I do," said the Duke. "Okay, hop in," replied Blondin. Well, the Duke declined Blondin's challenge. He might have believed that Blondin could do it, but he certainly wasn't about to trust him with his life. Simply believing in God, you know, is not really enough. We're to have faith and to have trust in the practical outworking of faith, because faith in God can sometimes seem a bit like an airy-fairy concept. It's hard to pin down. We say, have faith in God. And do we really have faith? Can we trust God? After all, we can find ourselves having to trust people every day, and we trust whoever built our house that it's not going to fall on our heads. We trust the bank with our money. We trust the pilot on our next plane trip. We just assume he or she is competent. So we do all these sorts of things. We exercise trust all the time, unthinkingly. And I think we know what it means. It's the outworking of faith. And when it comes to God, we can trust him. A favourite reading for many people who read the Bible is Isaiah 40. "The Lord is the eternal God, creator of the earth. He never gets tired or weary. His wisdom cannot be measured. The Lord gives strength to those who are weary, and those who trust the Lord will find new strength." Wonderful verse, Isaiah 40, 25-31. Life can make us weary, and challenging it can deplete that strength. But having a faith in God can give us the energy and the strength. And we talk about spiritual exercises like prayer, reading the Bible, taking time to talk to God, and we can wait on him. And when we believe and trust in him and his word, the Bible, our hope is bolstered. And that's what the psalmist wrote in Psalm 138, verse 3. "As soon as I pray, you answer me, you encourage me by giving me strength." Psalm 138, verse 3. Well, dear Lord, I realize today that bad thoughts can produce bad actions, but Lord, we need your cleansing touch. We know that, Lord, we want to be your people and we want to trust you today for all things. Amen.